Right, so there we go.
Here we are?
Yes.
Once again, this is it. Turn it up.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. Christmas time.
Well, I mean, right now it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but...
As you know, but...
Well, by the time people hear this, it'll be Christmas.
It'll be Christmas.
It'll be Christmas.
Yes.
Or perhaps the day after if they don't listen to it the day it comes out.
Yeah, or maybe...
Boxing Day. Oh, yeah. Boxing Day.
Or like New Year's... Day, the day after New Year's Day?
It's possible. Or, of course, they may not discover this until, like, episode 12 or 18 or whatever. And then they go back and, like, oh, I want to listen to the early episodes.
Yeah. And they catch the Christmas one.
Yeah. So, it might be, like, St. Patrick's Day for all we know.
Which is this one. So, the day before a day.
Yes.
Is the Eve.
Eve. That is correct.
What do you call the day after?
The Adam?
Christmas Adam?
Sure.
Sure. Let's go with that. So it's Christmas.
That's an assumption on the etymology, but, you know, what other explanation do I have?
No, that's good.
All right.
Well, no, I think Eve comes from evening.
Okay. But evening, okay, so would you say,
so the evening, it's the evening,
but you wouldn't say
before.
Christmas morn, because that's still the day of.
Yeah. But Christmas Eve is the night before Christmas.
Right.
Although, I guess so, it should be the night of Christmas, shouldn't it?
If that's your basic etymology, then yeah. Or that's your assumed source of the word or phrase.
We gotta go back and talk to Jesus. Straighten this shit out.
So I was listening to the radio, and they had the, you know, the reading from the book that Jesus comes from, the Bible.
Yes.
And, you know, they had this whole conversation between Gabriel and Mary, and, like, Gabriel was like, you know, you're gonna have a baby, and it's gonna be named Jesus. And she was just like, okay, I'm your handmaiden of the Lord, I'll do whatever you want. But I'm not saying she shouldn't have said, you know, no. Or I'm not saying she shouldn't have agreed to it all, but I'm just wondering.
Oh, she didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but like...
She was knocked up at that point.
But she could have... She didn't have to name him Jesus. Like, she could have been like, I don't want to call him Jesus. Can I call him Bubby? You know,
Charles is a family name, and, you know, my father was Charles, and
exactly.
His father was Charles. We were kind of hoping to name the boy. Look, can we just call him Charles?
Right. We'll
say everybody's name's Jesus, but we call him Charles at home.
Yeah. You can do that? Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, actually, they might have done that, for all we know. Like, because, well, you know, Gabriel was like, call him Jesus. We call everybody Jesus. Okay, but on his birth certificate, it's going to say Chuck.
But Jesus is a... but Jesus is a Mexican name.
Jesus.
His name is really...
Jesus Christos.
His name is Joshua.
Joshua?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
His real name is Yeshua.
I read not Christopher Lambert. What the hell is the guy? He wrote Fluke. He wrote Lamb, the story
Christopher
of...
Christopher
Moore.
Yeah.
That's not like Lambert.
The Gospel According to Biff.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus' childhood pal. Yeah, because he refers to him as Joshua all through the book.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah. Joshy boy.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. All right.
So the Christmas spirit is pervading everyone.
Yes.
Last night I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh,
online.
Okay. This is an interesting lead into a story.
And out of nowhere, a dude gives me $200 million.
Oh!
To put that into perspective, if you were to buy a shark card from Rockstar that has 1.25 million on it, like there's like these little debit cards you buy online,
yes.
They give you real money. They give you money in the game, so you
right.
trade your real money for their fake money.
Right, and that's for $1.2 million.
$1.2 million is $20.
$20 for $1.2 million, and he gave you $200 million.
Okay, that's where he started.
Oh,
and as I'm playing, and it wasn't like he's like, "Hey, here's some money." When you gift people money in the game, it just appears in their account. Or
okay.
appears on them. Not in their account, but on them. Like, I knew something weird was going on because somebody kept putting $200 million bounties on people. And I don't know how that... Because the max bounty you can put on another player is like $9,000.
Okay.
So he's putting $200 million bounties on people. So he's got a glitch somewhere. Or he's
like exploiting a glitch in the game or something, maybe?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And so... We're playing for a little bit, and I'm like, oh, as soon as I see somebody pop up on those, I'm getting them, because, you know, technically...
it's $200 million.
You still earned it, yeah.
Yeah.
And bam, it says, this player has given you $200 million. I was like, oh. Okay. Because I exploited a glitch when I first started playing. They got me $5 million. And I was like, that's all the money I'll ever need in this game.
Sure.
Basically, you buy a car, then you soup it up, and then you sell it. And then right after you sell it, before you leave the garage, you back out of the game and then pop back in. Like, you pause it.
Oh.
Go to a different screen and then come back. And it puts you right back where you were with the car.
You have the car, and you already have the money from selling it.
Exactly.
So
you just keep doing that over and over again. So I did it until I had about $5 million. I was like, that's more than I'll ever need for the life of this game. So this dude gave me $200 million.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's more than I'll never run out of money. I can do whatever I want. Hooray!
Yeah.
So I started throwing bombs at people like crazy, because those are like one of the most expensive weapons, because they're like $500 in the game. So I was like, nah, yay, I don't care.
So you became the Green Goblin, basically.
Exactly. And then the dude did it again. And then he did it again. So at the end of it, I had $627 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. In real cash, if you were to buy that in cash, the way I figured it, like, it was roughly $10,000.
Right.
In real cash that they just put in my... And so if you're wondering why the Grand Theft Auto V economy has completely crashed, it's because there's dudes running around just giving people buckets
oodles
of money.
And oodles of money.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything.
That's kind of like if in real world, if Santa Claus actually existed and like all of a sudden every Christmas people got like shitloads of stuff and like they didn't have to buy it.
Well, do you think if people just got everything they wanted for Christmas that they'd be more generous the rest of the year?
Depends on what they want.
Well, I mean, like, let's say you do your question of the day every day.
Activity of the day.
Activity
of
the day, yes.
But it's usually in the form of a question.
Yeah, so on Facebook, James asks people a question every day, and you know,
like, what's your favorite lasagna, or what's your favorite food, or
yeah, what's your favorite lasagna? Vacation kind of anywhere? Quiet day.
Yeah. meat, veggie.
So today, James asked everybody what they really want for Christmas. So James, what do you really want for Christmas?
Several blowjobs.
Awesome.
I'm a simple man.
See, that's the key to happiness. Being able to put your
I don't want them all on the same day, though. You know.
Fair enough. You I want a pocket full of poker chips, and each poker chip can be traded instantaneously for head.
Yeah. I think if I got 150 for the year, I'd be fine. I don't even need one every day, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want like a week to go by without getting one.
Give it special. Yeah. I'm wearing a Santa suit right now.
Oh, yeah. I opened the vents in here, so it was warmer than it was like last time, probably.
Yeah, it's a little warm. And this is a corduroy Santa suit.
Yes.
That I got at Baton Rouge Theater. Every year they do a costume sale. And I was walking by and I was like, hey, they have like 10 Santa suits. And I don't have any. And they were very reasonably priced. I think I got this for like $10.
Yes.
And it's the time of year to wear it.
Why do they have so many Santa suits?
Well, they get donated costumes.
Oh, okay. So
it's because community theater. So
all right, that makes sense then.
People donate, you know, like they got the entire hall of a costume shop, like some costume shop out in Central shut down.
Oh, Central.
And the lady was just getting rid of everything she had, and it was like this building behind her house that was her costume shop. So she just gave them everything, and so part of that
everything.
Yeah, everything that she was done.
Everything!
Yeah, everything. Fine. Take the nails. Take the nails and the soiled carpeting. I remember there being wasps in the building.
Like white Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
Yes. Oh. I had to go in there to help them like carry out these big old sewing machines. And there was much stinging.
Oh. You're wearing a shirt.
I am. Well, I mean, I have to because under the Santa coat...
Yeah, it's Bert and Ernie, but they're dressed up like Sheldon and Leonard from Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Yes. That's very nice.
Yeah, I got this when we did Avenue Q. It popped up quite fortuitously.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm wearing underneath my sweater.
Oh, nipples.
I'm wearing nipples.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The Grid Invaders.
It's a Tron Space Invaders crossover.
Yeah.
Where one of the Space Invaders looks like the...
Recognizer.
Recognizer, that's what the things
are called. That's what those things are called. And Tron?
Mm-hmm.
The big things, the legs?
Recognizer.
The Recognizer.
Yeah, they actually managed to make that badass in the remake.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, that thing's stupid. It flies around like, you know, Superman flew standing up. Like, that's what a recognizer looks like when it comes in.
What is it that determines the way in which Superman flies, though? It's not like he has, like, you know, boosters on his feet or anything like that. It's just like, that became the way, well, if you're flying, then you have to, like, you know, do this lying down thing so your head leads, and then you put your arms out in front of them, you know. So.
Yeah. I think it's because originally he just jumped.
He did, because he was able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Yeah. He wasn't able to fly over the everything.
And I think the way to control that would be to kind of put a hand out. And although, if you see parachutists.
Sure.
Parachuters?
Parachuters?
What is the... There's another parachute. Word.
Shootists?
Para
free fallers,
people skydivers.
Yes, I was like, I know it's not the word parachute that we're looking for. It's
yes. Is skydivers? They, you know, they put all their hands out, and that's how they kind of. Although when they want to go fast, they put their hands behind them.
Right.
And no point I've ever seen one. Yeah, put a fist forward and go da da da.
But yeah, but they're being pulled by gravity. Superman is pushing himself by some unknown force.
Well, I mean, you could argue that he's, like, getting up high enough to where he can, you know, just kind of orbit, and so he's in, like, a fall around the Earth until he wants to start coming down.
Interesting. Interesting. But no.
An interesting take, but wrong.
Wrong, sir. Wrong! No, but, I mean, what... I mean, if you had the ability to fly, why would you lean forward and do that as opposed to just, like, you know... standing and just like floating yourself forward and stuff,
because that just looks creepy. Does that mean evil?
Would like an evil guy be like, you know, if you like you fold your arms and you're just like standing and you just move yourself?
Well, think in Superman 2, you see Zod and his cronies. He's standing in the air and he's got his arms crossed. He's like kind of floating there.
He does do that a few times.
Yeah, and he's like near before Zod. People are like, he's evil. How do you know? Well, you see how he's standing there?
Yeah.
Superman always flies with that hand for it, so we know he's a good guy.
You know he's going. He's like telegraphing his news, like, hey, everybody, I'm going this way. It's I'm all cool.
I'm Superman. It's A-OK.
Okay. It's A-OK? And it's DC Comics?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just throwing out acronyms.
Right. Left. So speaking of comics, I finished Volume 3.
Oh, good job.
Of Preacher.
Oh, you're talking about... the comic. Okay, I thought you were just throwing
it out. Yeah, I just downloaded it. I didn't download it. I legally purchased. And not like Sonny legally purchased. Like
I actually, excuse me while I legally purchased. You can hear the quotation marks in when he speaks.
I picked a bunch of them off of Amazon. A bunch of the collections.
How is it, Preacher?
It's pretty good.
This is Garth Ennis?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There's a guy in it named Jesus Desaad. And at first I was like, oh, this is going to be Jesus. It wasn't really Jesus. I don't think so. But anyway... this guy's like a pornographer, and he's like really, really rich, and he has these parties with what he calls the Gomorrah people, where they're basically...
Gomorrah?
Yeah, like Sodom and Gomorrah. So basically he has all these people over for these huge parties, and they just have crazy sex and do drugs and things like that.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you would do.
So when you first meet the guy, he's in bed, and he's surrounded by all these people that are naked and asleep, because it's his morning. He's like, good morning, this guy's just a complete...
he's depraved. He's a degenerate.
Hedonistic.
He's a hedonist.
Exactly. He just pleasures of the flesh.
Yes.
And his manservant comes in. His manservant's a midget, of course. And he's got this big silver tray. And he's like, here we are, sir. Good morning. And he's like, so, what am I buggering today? He's like, well, you know, you've been through a lot of the larger mammals and most of the petting zoo. So today, I'm afraid I can only offer you this. And he pulls the dome off of it, and it's a armadillo. Oh. One of those long-eared Australian armadillos. You're talking about, our armadillos don't have big long ears around here.
Okay.
But they do, there are species, maybe it's Africa that I'm thinking of, that has the big
long ears. I know there's the African ones that are, they look like very small mammalian ankylosaurus.
Yes. I think it was one of those. But yeah, so he's going to have sex with it.
Okay.
I think that'd be a little rough.
Yes, it would.
Because, like, if you've ever seen an armadillo in distress, they flap like a... like, they try... they don't just curl up into a ball. They kind of go... like
I saw a video of one getting picked up by the tail, and it was just freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. It wasn't happy about it.
No.
I guess it would be really hard to hold down and fuck.
I imagine so. But if you're, like, serious about it, I mean, depending on what kind of experience you wanted... either that's a good thing, or you would like find a way to like sedate it, you know, slightly.
I paid to fuck an armadillo, not a compliant armadillo. Now fight.
Round one. Sorry, my brain's been on fighting games recently because we did trivia the other night and a few of the questions were about fighting games and I was the only person that knew it. I was like, yeah,
awesome.
Like, what fighting game had a theme song called Techno Syndrome performed by the Immortals?
Mortal Kombat?
Yes, Mortal Kombat, correct. Yay!
What do I win? Oh, a glass of water.
Yay, glass of water. Nice. Do you know the name of the only female fighter to appear in all 9 of the Tekken games?
No.
Okay.
Never played Tekken.
Nina.
Okay.
Nina Williams. Doom, 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 doom. Anyhow, I'm fine.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
So, when you were growing up...
Okay.
Was your Santa black?
No.
No, you had a white Santa?
Yeah, I guess. I mean... it was never a thing. Like, Santa was white, and we were just like, okay, Santa's white. Big deal.
That's just like what it, that's the way it works. Yeah.
We weren't one of those families that had, like, a picture of black Jesus on the mantle either, so...
Okay. But see, because I was like, you know, I had a white Jesus growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's factually incorrect.
Yes.
But, like, all the pictures we see in, like, Sunday school is like, here's Jesus. And I'm like, man, he's got blue eyes.
Yeah.
And I've seen people from over there. They don't have blue eyes.
Well, it's like the Michael... Was it the Michelangelo version of Jesus? Who said that at first? I don't know. Maybe Michelangelo. Maybe before that. It's probably before that. Because it had all the, like, the Europeans...
Like the Italian Renaissance.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit earlier, the Flemish painters where they were doing those...
The ones that they all, like, kept coughing up stuff out of their throat?
No, no, no. No, not Flemmy.
Oh, okay. Flemish.
I guess... Probably all the way to the medieval times when they started showing...
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Like, when they were carving him on churches and stuff. But like, so what did Jesus look like? Kind of like Ron. Hey, Ron, turn to the side. Yeah, you see the beard? Yeah, sure, let's do that. Hey. Ron, you want to be Jesus on the side of the church? Sure. Is it? You going to pay me for it? Yeah, you get likeness rights. I mean, but only once, because it's a church. It's not like we're selling this thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, what are we having for lunch? Plague bread.
Yay, plague bread. But yeah, we had a, you know, just regular Santa, I guess.
Have you ever read or heard David Sedaris read the Santa Land Diaries?
No.
He worked at Macy's in New York as an elf.
Yeah.
In Santa's Village. And Santa's Village and Macy's is quite a big deal.
I imagine so. They made a movie about Santa and Macy's, so.
Yeah, like you come through the whole village. Like, it's like a path you walk through, and there's animatronics and shit.
Oh.
And you get to the end, and they have, like, 6 Santas so that they can service everybody. You go into a little cottage. Yeah, they give you a hand job. It's Macy's. They're professionals, James. They don't fuck around. Like, it's Christmas.
I know I'm doing my shopping next year.
It's Christmas. Take your dick out. Fala la la la.
Yes, sir, Father Christmas.
Yes, not in the beard. Santa's a professional.
Is that why his beard's white?
Yes. It's full of semen.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, no.
Santa's a ho, ho,
that's
ho.
Why it doesn't move when he turns his head and stuff like that.
Ho,
stiff
ho,
with
ho.
The semen of 1,000 Christmas... I was going to say it's stiff with the semen of 1,000 children, but that really fucks up Santa. But no, in Macy's, they've got like these little cottages.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm just going to like... That's just a little bit disgusting. Okay. Move on.
Yeah, that's why we kept going. The rhythm worked better. Stiff with the semen of 1,000 Christmas revelers.
Yes.
Santa, come here. Yes, of course.
You just say 1,000 Christmases.
Merry Christmas. See, you only want toys up until, you know, you're like, let's say your teens, to be safe.
Okay.
And then you don't get Santa for a while. And then, when you hit your 30s, Santa comes back. He's like, I know what you want for Christmas.
Well,
you know, I appreciate that, Santa, but okay, you're doing it already. Well, he's a big guy.
Well, I did say I wanted 150 of them a year, so.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, James.
You just come back Thursday.
Santa, I'm good. No. Santa's got all the time in the world for you. You were very specific. 150. If James Brown wants 150 blowjobs from Santa, James Brown... You know, I didn't say...
From Santa. That's... Yeah, I didn't... Well, next time, specify.
James, come on. You wrote it down. I have the list. Let Santa blow you.
Okay.
All right. Don't make it weird. Don't laugh. This is serious. Now grab Santa's hair.
Can we just, let tell you what, let's just do it the first 150 days of the year and just get it out of the way.
Oh, no, no, no. I want you to have a big load of semen for Santa. Look, I'm wearing my overalls. I came to work, James.
Oh, can you at least shave your back?
Oh. Yes, I'll get one of the elves on it right now. Sprinkles, yes, sir. Come shave Santa's back for James. James can't come in Santa's mouth if he's got a hairy back. Yes, sir. Okay, just a second, James. Do you need to do any prep work? Would you like to watch some pornography on your phone?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
There's a short story I have on Kindle that'll work.
Okay, I've put conditioner in my beard, so it doesn't scratch your thighs, and I think we're ready to go. Sprinkles, you done? Yes, sir, all done. All right. hold on, James. Settle down. Yeah, have a seat.
I wish I was a red curtain.
This is... All right. And...
I'm thinking of Kate Upton. I'm thinking of Santa now.
Oh, he's a big boy. Merry Christmas, James.
Merry Christmas,
Santa. I'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, I go.
On Dasher, on that. Just a second. Donder and... get old. Hold on. All right. Dash away all. Goodbye, James.
I like the dance off of Santa.
Well, he's a jolly dude.
He is a jolly dude.
He doesn't, you know. He's always happy, which is incredible because he's got a hell of a workload.
You have problems, Nick.
Hey, man, you're the one asking Santa for blowjobs all year.
I didn't. Yeah.
Just be specific. Like, on my Christmas list, I put PS4.
You didn't put PlayStation? So it could be like, you could, like, suddenly own a public school in New York or something like that?
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. Well, it doesn't matter, because every year I set a trap for Santa. And one of these days I'm going to catch him. I think this year, I got him good. I got a big box, right?
Yeah.
Propped up with a stick, and underneath it, milk and cookies. I don't think it's been tried before.
Yeah, I think that has a good high rate of success.
Well, see, last year I did the same thing, but I screwed up because I put a chimney in it. Because I thought the chimney would be, you know, it would lure him in because he likes chimneys.
Right.
But when I closed the box on him, he just right out the chimney. That's what he does.
Wait, the box had a chimney?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that's...
I wanted him to feel comfortable.
You are unwise!
Yeah, he just took off. But this year I got his ass. And I'm going to get his magic bag... And then I'll never have to have Christmas again because it'll be Christmas all year long.
Yeah, good job. That's a solid, that's a foolproof plan.
So what do you want when I get Santa's magic bag?
Blowjobs. I thought we already covered this.
I don't think he's going to have them in the bag.
Ferraris?
He could probably fit one in there.
Yeah. He's got a magic bag.
I mean, depending on the version of Santa you see, you know, sometimes he's got that giant bag in the back of the sleigh that fills up the whole sleigh because it's supposed to be full of everything.
Is Alyssa Milano still married?
I think so. She was on the cover of like Good Housekeeping or some shit. The kid.
Okay.
I have a feeling that Alyssa Milano could be disappointing if you met her in person.
Yeah. Having is often a more pleasing thing than wanting. It is illogical, but often true.
What, you mean the opposite? Wanting is more pleasing than having?
Is that what I said?
No, you said the other thing.
Are you sure? Yes. You want to rewind it?
Yeah, we could. Okay.
Wanting is more... It is often the case that...
Scientifically proven.
Wanting is more pleasing than having. Or having is not as pleasing as wanting.
Yeah. So if you want to be happy, like, plan a trip, but, you know, don't even have to take it. You'll be just as happy, like, going... And then if I went to Paris, I would go to the Eiffel Tower, and then I'd spit off of it, try and hit a Frenchman, and then we would go eat at a fancy restaurant, and I'd have coffee on the street, and listen to people speaking French, and then I'd maybe get a scooter... And drive around, blah, blah, blah. You just list all the shit you would do in Paris, but you don't ever really have to go. Right. And it makes you just as happy as if you were really going.
It is that part that is better than the deed, better than the memory, the anticipation.
Yes.
Yes. So I got that from an episode of The Simpsons.
Of spitting. Was that Sideshow Bob?
No, that was some guy that thought he was about to go on a date with Marge. It was a very early episode. Homer gave Marge...
Is the guy that was voiced by... Oh, he's the bowler guy? Yeah, I can show you. I can show you what the little arrows on the floor mean.
Yes, that guy. Like, yeah, Homer gave Marge the bowling ball that said Homer on it because he knew, like, she would not want it and then, like, he'd be able to use it. But then she was like, well, fine. You never think about it. I'm going to take it to myself. My ball's name is Homer. Fuck it. Yes, that one.
Yeah, I had a similar problem when I bought Carol a... I don't know. I was going to come up with something funny there.
Vibrator?
But it did... Dildo was where I went first. I was like, she's not going to want to fuck herself with this, so I'll be able to take it and fuck myself up the ass while I... You see? And then she was like, oh. It kind of worked out, because when she opened it up, she's like, I'm fucking you in the ass with this. And I was like, well...
Yay.
I guess now, it worked out.
Yes, that's the proper marriage.
Now let's have Christmas cookies. Right. Okay, so I went to Pennington last week, right?
Yes.
And I did the... chamber study where they locked me in a room.
Right, and you like had to stay and pee and then eat.
Yeah, they fed me 3 square meals a day.
Yes.
Well, that day. They were balanced, right? So it was a little bit of protein and then a lot of vegetables and fruits. Like, one of them had like pears. Like canned pears. Like, okay. So I had to eat a big thing of pears and then like a giant pile of steamed broccoli and mixed fruit at one point and... Breakfast and dinner both came with a big glass of milk.
Is this the magic smorgasbord you were talking about?
No, that was a lie. The way it was sold to me was like, oh, you can get whatever you want. No, what that was, I sat down at a table. They brought me into a little room.
Right.
They sent me down to a table, and on the table were a bunch of little bowls. I mean, it was a big table, but it was covered in bowls, and in the middle of it were 2 platters. And they lifted up those platters. One of them was kind of shitty chicken nuggets, and one of them was baked chicken cut into cubes.
Okay. Right?
That makes it easy to eat. So you can just pop it in your mouth.
And right.
And then around it, it's like a bowl of popcorn, bowl of M&Ms, 4 Swiss cake rolls that had been cut into quarters. So it's like 16 little Swiss cake bites. The thing of carrots, bowl of ranch dressing, salsa, really shitty nacho cheese, sweet and sour mix, barbecue sauce. There was a bowl of raisins, bowl of mixed nuts, popcorn... pretzels, little Tostitos, scoop chips, which were really handy for picking up the baked chicken because they didn't give me a fork. And then they had a big pitcher of Kool-Aid and a pitcher of water.
Okay.
And so I didn't eat a ton because it was not very good.
That would be a major concern.
But I didn't have that option in the chamber because they're like, you have to eat everything.
Everything?
And part of the everything was a big glass of 1% milk. And I don't drink milk.
Yeah.
I never drink milk. And from what Carol was telling me, 1% is not very good milk.
No. That's 2% is better. Whole is like, I mean, if you're going to drink milk, you drink whole milk. If you're going to, I mean, seriously.
But just fucking around?
Yeah. Like skim milk is just like, you know, it's like white water, basically.
Yeah. Dude, this was not very good.
No.
I can't imagine. Oh, I mean, maybe whole milk is more like ice cream.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
I had to pound 2 glasses of this stuff, and I didn't get the draw. Like, there's somebody somewhere who's like, milk, delicious.
I was like that when I was a kid, you know? Like, really? I was, because my parents would joke that, you know, they needed to buy a cow to keep up with, like, my how much milk I would drink.
Well, Carol drinks a half gallon of 2% by herself, like, every 3 days.
Oh, every 3 days, okay. I didn't know if you meant, like, every morning before breakfast.
And I can't see 1% making that much difference. Like, it's 1% milk, and then it's 2%. I'll give you a penny, or I'll give you 2 pennies.
It's twice as much, though.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's 1/100th.
Like 1% to 2%. 2% is twice as much as 1%.
It is.
That's all I'm saying. I really don't know what all that means. I know, like, but we talked about whale.
But I'm thinking of it like, I'm thinking of it like 100% milk.
Yes.
Which would be right out of the cow's tit.
No, it's not 100% milk. It's 100%. It's, you're talking about 1% and 2% is like how much fat is in there.
Okay.
So, like whole milk is not 100% milk. It's like something other percent.
Oh, it's what percentage of the liquid is fat.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So skim milk is like almost, I mean, theoretically it's almost 0%. I don't know exactly what the definition is or how much, you know, actually like straight from the udder milk is, but it's a lot less than...
It's not 100%
camel
fat.
Milk, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, camel milk is, like, what, 38% or something like that?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. So, like, let's say, let's say whole milk is 10%, for example.
Okay.
So like 2% milk would be like 1/5 as much. So it would be 1/5 as intensely milky.
Okay.
And so 1% would be half as much as that. So like 1/10 of it. And then skim is just water that's a little bit white.
Yeah, it
does. But I don't have an opinion about that.
It is so good.
No.
It wasn't good. That 1% I drank was not delicious at all.
No.
It was horrendous. Like, I pounded it, and I was like, I can't throw it up because I have to keep it. And they gave me a big jug to pee in. It wasn't like I was giving them little cups.
Like, while you were eating?
No. Like, The whole time I was there, it was just a big...
Right, because they wanted to keep it all, or whatever.
Yeah.
The expensive stuff that they put in your drink. My goodness.
Oh,
I'm just realizing what the implications are. If they wanted to keep it, That means they like recycling it. Like, they extract the glowing stuff or whatever they put in there that they gave to you earlier.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. So, like, what you drank and peed out has been drank and peed out.
By many people?
And peeing out?
Yes. What is it that... Oh, chromium.
Chromium?
People used to use chromium as a laxative. They would have, like, a chromium pellet.
Okay.
And they would clean it and then swallow it. And the tablet would give you the runs like crazy, and you would shit it out, and it would just clear you out.
That's cool.
And then they would catch the chromium pellet because it was expensive, and then clean it off and keep that in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, there was one lady I heard about that had one that had been in her family for 6 generations.
Oh, my great-grandma, Edison oil.
You feel a little funky, we better get the chromium tablet out for you.
The family chromium tablet.
I pooped this out like 20 times. It works like you wouldn't believe. Gangbusters, really. Go ahead. I'm good,
I'm
Mom.
Going to think about this every time I use Chrome on my tablet now.
Chromium tablets?
I'm going to think about chromium tablets. I'm going to open Chrome on my Nexus, on my Google tablet. Chrome. Oh, like chromium tablet. Ah, shit. Like,
literally. It's a poo tablet.
It's poo. It's my poo, just like Grandpa's poo. Ha ha ha. Hoo hoo hoo.
But yeah. When you asked what I really wanted for Christmas, I said $1 billion.
That'd be fair.
And that wish has almost come true, I guess.
Yeah, well, $627 million is 62.7% of the way there.
Well, I gotta say, you know, having that experience, there's not that big a difference, really, between $627 million and $1 billion. Because at that point, it's so much money, you will never spend it all. Like, think if you got that money. Think if you got $500 million just right now.
Yeah.
You would spend it on stuff.
Oh, I beg to differ, actually.
Maybe invest in a company or...
I would make a movie. And with $627 million as opposed to $1 billion, like, that's two different movies that I can make. Or I can make one movie for $627 and, like, have, like, you know, so much left over. But if I had... like $300 million more, then I can make, you know, one or two other movies.
You can make $1 billion movie.
I could make $1 billion movie.
Yes.
Yes. But see, like, in order to buy your, like, way into Hollywood so you can be in a position to make a movie, like, there'd be a significant amount of that gone. And this is, like, really... there's other people, like, I'm dating one, that would think, oh, I can, you know, give it to charity and do humanitarian things with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... you know, someone's like, oh, if I had like $133 million, I remember someone like posing this question to me. I was like, oh, I would go back. You're familiar with ExoSquad? It was a cartoon series. They had a toy line, but it was a cartoon series about these people that had these, you know, they were kind of like mech frames.
Uh-huh.
They were called exoframes or E-frames. And the world was set in a place where these things called Neo Sapiens, which were basically genetically engineered people, were set to do all the, you know, the manual labor in the society, and they like terraformed Mars and Venus, and then the Neo Sapiens were like, you know, enough of this bullshit, and they start revolting and like had their own E-frames and spacecraft and big war. And people, like, it was cool because it was a cartoon, but like people were dying, and I always enjoyed that, but like it never got the appreciation I thought it needed. So if I had a few $100 million, I would probably like try to get an ExoSquad movie made. What would you do with your $1 billion? I realize I just started talking.
No, it's fine.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's the thing.
You wouldn't have to worry about anything, though. Like, no. You could just do whatever you wanted.
You would suddenly have all the superpowers of Batman and Iron Man. like the main, the most important superpower, which is being a billionaire.
Yes.
Because from there you kind of do whatever you want, like literally whatever you want. Like, I don't know if you know, if you're familiar with
Affluenza.
No, David Cho.
David Cho.
Yeah.
Not firsthand.
David Cho was a graffiti artist. He still is. And he got asked to do the offices for Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a $60,000 job. And they offered to pay him in stock options. And he was like, sure.
Oh.
And so when Facebook went public, all of a sudden he was worth $200 million overnight.
Yeah.
Literally. He didn't know about it until somebody called him up and was like, dude, you're all over the news. Because you're the artist that got paid in stock options, and all of a sudden you're worth $200 million. And that dude, like, he was a big gambler. And he got to where they would fly him into Vegas, okay? Take him up to the suites that you don't know about.
The high roller suites.
Yeah, they've got the penthouse suites that you can rent.
Yes.
And they've got the high roller suites, and then they've got the whale suites. Like, as you go up and up, like, it's like, here, we're going to put in three keys now.
Yeah.
And turn those to unlock it and get to a level. And you go through places, like, he said, no one would see him come in. He could play wherever he wanted. They would have private rooms for him. But he would get up to that suite, and it would be filled with women. Because he's Asian, and Asian guys are sex addicts. Like, you don't always see that side of him, but every Asian guy I've known has been like, I just want to fuck! And if you don't believe me, look at China. There's a billion of them.
True.
Anyway, but he would go in there, and there'd be like 50 women in there. And they go, Mr. Cho, who would you like? And he'd be like, that one, that one, that one, that one. And we're good. And he was talking about at one point, because he's got a podcast called DVD ASA. It's him and Asa Akira.
Okay.
The porn star. They're like pretty good friends. But he said at one point he was laying in bed in his suite inside a woman. The room service shows up. And he's like, yeah, come on in. And he's like laying in bed, like, and the woman's kind of doing all the work, and he's turned on his side, and he literally looks at the waiter, and he's like, just put the lobster in my mouth. just put it in my mouth. He's like, then at that point I started kind of rethinking my life. Because he got real fat, and, you know, like, he wasn't sleeping, he was just up gambling and eating. With him, it was food. He'd just eat and eat and eat and fuck and eat and fuck and eat and fuck and gamble. But that,
which is the pinnacle of humanity.
Yeah, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he's been kind of vague about it in a lot of the podcasts, but he's like, these people, you know, once you get to that level, people that are worth that much money are very frank with you. They're like, oh, you're worth $200 million? Well, I can talk to you because you're not going to ask me for money.
Yeah.
And you also understand what it's like to be at this level of wealth.
Right.
And so he's like, they just open up to you like you're a bartender or something like that. Like, immediately. And these people can do whatever they want. Literally. They have so much money, they can completely do anything they want at any time. It's like, what are you going to do this weekend? Let's hunt midgets with machetes.
Yeah.
Let's rent a park. You know what? Let's rent Central Park. And we'll release, like, let's say a dozen midgets. And if they get free, all the jello they want. We'll make sure we get homeless midgets so that they do what we tell them. And then we'll try and hunt them down. We'll have golf carts, of course. Or do you want to do Segways? No, we did Segways last week. Okay, golf carts. Can we at least get the 4x4 golf carts? Of course the 4x4 golf carts. And machetes, and we'll hunt them down. And then we'll fuck their dead bodies. Because at this point, we have no feeling left.
Right.
We just do whatever.
We fucked everything, so.
Yeah. So I want that level of money. I want to... Part of me does. Part of me wants...
To keep your humanity?
No, no, no. It's overrated. But, I mean, part of me would be like, well, you get so bored. Because that's where I'm at with Grand Theft Auto. You got to do whatever you want. And now I have $600 million. And I can do whatever I want in the game.
Right.
So I could buy... Like, your garage only holds 10 cars. Well, I could just fill it with the Adder, which is their version of the Bugatti Veyron.
Yeah.
I could just fill it with those. And customize each one. And then, well, what do we do then? Okay, well, there's tons of cars you can buy, so I might as well buy all the cars and customize all of them. If I do all of that, I may burn through maybe $200 million in the game.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then what? Well, let's blow up people. okay, I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying. There was a...
it's kind of like the Hindu concept of God.
Because God can do whatever he wants and then he gets bored?
Well, it's like... what's the term? What's their word for God?
Brahma?
Brahma. So like, here's the idea, roughly. Is that God... Like imagine you're God and you're omnipotent.
Okay.
Right? And you can do whatever you want. So you create all these things. Create Earth, you know, whatever. And then you get bored. So what do? Well, maybe you make yourself one of these people. And you go down and you live among them for a while. So that's kind of fun. You do that for a while.
Right.
Well, then what if you make yourself one of these people for a day and make yourself forget that you're you? So you go down and you live among them and you come back and you're like, that was interesting. What if you did it for a lifetime? Bam, you come back, yay, that was a hoot. What if you made yourself all the people and then completely forgot who you were? And then what kind of experience would that be? Just one big entertainment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the idea, is that
we're all God.
We're all God. We're all one. And, you know, that's the way you should kind of look at things.
Yeah. Well, there was a philosopher named Spinoza had similar ideas, that, like, everything was made up of God. There was an episode of The Twilight Zone where this two-bit thug, basically, like, goes and, like, he's doing some bank robbery or something, and he gets killed.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this one?
Yeah, no good.
And he, like, he gets, you know, sent to the afterworld, and there's a guy here and says, all right, well, you know, here's your... And it looks very much like Vegas. And he's like, you know, here's your hotel suite, and here's your, you know, here's a companion for you. And the guy, like, is enjoying all the luxuries of it. He goes to the casino, and he, like, gambles, and he wins. And he gambles some more, and he wins. And he, like, tries to pull some kind of, like, criminal job, and he, like, gets away with it. And, like, everything he tries is successful. Like, everything.
Yeah.
And... But then he, like, starts getting, like, all, like, frustrated with it. And he, like, goes to the guy that introduced him to the afterworld, and he's like, you know, this is a pretty cool place and all, but, like, you know, I win all the time. I mean, what kind of heaven is this? And the guy's like, what? Whoever said this was heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point if there's no challenge? There's no...
If you're guaranteed success, or if you're, like, there's no risk of failure, or there's no... If there were no chance of losing, then winning wouldn't mean anything.
Yeah. I guess it'd be like the difference between winning the lottery and then, or, you know, like maybe having a book go all Hunger Games, you know?
Yeah.
Like write a book and have it just take off and all that. Like you get to see that success and you're also tied to it.
Right.
So it actually means something when you see that.
It's an accomplishment. It's not just a random happenstance that, you know, just happened to be to your benefit.
Yeah. But then, I mean, yeah. I guess when you read about all the lottery winners, people that have won, most of them lose it all within 3 years. Like, that's the average. The person, no matter how much it is, it's gone in 3 years and they're back to where they were, or worse.
Yeah.
Because money's like cocaine. It makes you more of what you are. So if you're a fucker, you know, and all of a sudden...
It intensifies your personality.
Yeah. Well, if you all of a sudden have $25 million, you're not... a dumbass, you know, it's not that you're not a dumbass anymore, you're just a dumbass with $25 million.
Yeah.
So maybe you pay your bills, maybe you do the smart thing, then you buy a big house, and you say, I want to open a restaurant. You ever ran a restaurant before? No, but it looks like fun. And all this shit, and you start loaning it out, or, you know, whatever. That kind
of
thing.
That's all your relatives come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
No, and I heard, I mean, when it comes to something like the lottery, and or even on something... on the opposite end of the spectrum, like you lose a limb or something, that your happiness level, no matter whether it went up or down, like pretty much returns to the norm within 2 years. Like if you lose your arm, you're like, oh shit, I lost my arm, and you're all depressed about it, but then you get better and you get used to it, and then like 2 years later you're like, you know, back to being the same old you pretty much. It
becomes
much.
Your reality. You're just like, that's the way things are.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if it's something, I mean, unless you totally destroy your financial self and, you know, your lottery experience would be kind of similar. It's like, oh, this is great. I just won the lottery. I don't have to worry about anything for the rest of my life. But then either you fuck up and now you're all the money's gone, or you're used to living at whatever new level you've created, and you're back to being you,
at that
you
plateau,
again.
That
yeah,
balance.
Back after like, you know, after a couple of years.
Yeah. There's that study that has kind of been correlated by a bunch of different universities on happiness and money, and that money does make you happy up to $75,000.
Yeah, I've heard about that on a podcast, I think. Because podcasts are great. I think it was one
You're
of
listening
the,
to
like,
the Dork Podcast. I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
Have we said that?
No. No, we didn't. Yes. I'm the Negro. So,
technically.
So once you like all your basic needs are taken care of, then like, you know,
what do you need? I'm kind of experiencing that now. Carol and I are house hunting.
Yeah.
And like we were doing this last year because we thought we were getting some money that we didn't end up getting. But when we thought we were getting it, we were like, oh, you know, and that's where we're going a little bit slower this time because we're like, oh, we're totally getting this. Let's go find a house. And we found one we really liked. We kind of fell in love with it. And it wasn't like a big house. Like my whole life, I always thought, oh, and this was just the right size. It was like a, you know, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, decent sized yard. Had a workshop in the back and all that stuff. And I was just, it washed over me. I was like, I guess you don't really need that much. Like, this is just perfect. It's just exactly everything I need.
Yeah.
Everything I want. And, you know, fell in love with the place. I guess you could go bigger, but...
Why?
Yeah. Your utility bills would be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you plan on entertaining a lot, or, you know, if your Uncle Oprah is going to... Your Uncle Oprah. I don't know. Or you're, like, you know, anticipating, like, relatives moving in or something like that.
Yeah.
It's one thing, but if you're just like, okay, well, you know, we're going to live here, and this is what we have, this is what we need.
Yeah. You know. I guess that's what happiness is. It's kind of like, look, we just wrapped Christmas Carol at Theater Baton Rouge last weekend.
It has nothing to do with your wife.
No.
Right.
I wrap her up in a something or other, I don't know, dirty sex joke. Anyway.
Well executed.
There's a part where Scrooge is being taken around by the ghost of Christmas Present. And he goes to the Cratchit's house. And the Cratchits are like, you know, the little girls come running out. They're like, oh, the goose, we spare the goose. And, you know, Scrooge is like, what is that? Is that, that's their goose? How big is it? It looks tiny. It's like, it's the size of one scrawny chicken. And there's like 8 Cratchits because, you know, they're poor and they fuck like rabbits. Like Bob and his wife just can't stop doing it. So there's tons of kids and he's got to feed them all. He's getting like 15 shillings a week. He's irresponsible.
Yes.
He really should have put all these kids in workhouses. Anyway, right. Cratchits. But they've got this one little goose. But they, Christmas presents, like, they share what they have. More importantly, they're happy with what they have, and they know how to share it, and be happy with it. So, like, I guess it's, you know, coming to grips with. I guess you can't be happy unless you understand how little it takes to be happy.
Right.
Like, what would be your last meal?
Either my mom's gumbo or the spaghetti that I learned. Well, it's pretty much my mom's recipe still, but like, it's spaghetti with like this really thick red sauce and andouille sausage.
Yeah. My mom's turkey a la king or bacon cheeseburger.
Bacon's always a good component in the last meal.
Yeah, bacon cheeseburgers always kind of hit this. Five Guys really has become kind of my magic go-to burger. And I'm open to suggestions. You can send us an email at dorkpodcast@gmail.com. dorkuepodcast@gmail.com. If you think you know a better place I can get a cheeseburger. But, like, I'm... I don't know, man.
Have you been to Cheeburger?
Mm-hmm.
I think that place is hit and miss. Like, I've got one that was, like, one of the most fantastic burgers I've ever had. And then, like, the next time I was like, oh, I'm going to recreate the magic. And the magic was not there anymore, so...
There's a place called Burgersmith.
Oh, yeah, over on Acadian.
Have you been there?
Yes. I've only been there once, and the time I went, I didn't actually get a beef burger.
Oh.
So I haven't... let me say, I've been there, but I haven't really given it a chance.
Did you get their truffle fries? Garlic truffle fries?
Yeah.
They have french fries that they cook in garlic and truffle oil and butter.
That sounds really good.
They fry them in butter.
Yes.
Piss. Oh. They are fucking good. Dude, it's insane.
Jane makes these good sweet potato fries where she, like, you know, takes sweet potato and slices them, like, steak fried style. And, like, she, like, puts spices on them and puts them in, like, this pan of olive oil and bakes them. Oh, they're fantastic.
Do you eat them with ketchup?
No.
Just straight?
Yeah. They don't need ketchup. Some need ketchup, but they don't need ketchup. If you want to come over to my house, just send us an email. I'll have Jane make you some.
I'll have Jane cook for you. Everyone listening.
Everyone listening. Do you have a bruise, or is that just like, is that coal from going up the chimney?
No, I do have a bruise. I have a big nasty bruise on my right forearm, right near the crook of my elbow. Because when I went in last week, was the last week of
all the
preliminary stuff. I went in for a blood draw, and they had me fasting, and that morning they had me eat a granola bar at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And then at 11:30, I go in to get my blood drawn, and they took 6 tubes out of me.
Ow.
Which I didn't realize they were going to be taking that much. And so I'm sitting there, and like I'm kind of laid back, like, had my legs crossed and everything, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I just realized, I was like, okay, that was 3. How many... But it's 4. I was like, wow, are we close to the end here? And she's like...
It's like the count from Sesame Street. One vial of blood.
Yeah. Ooh. And he's drinking them because he's a vampire.
Which they never, like, you know, really go into a lot.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
But you never see him feed. They're real careful about it.
And they're real careful about not showing the puppet.
There are a lot of ancillary monster Muppets that just disappear.
Yeah. There's a lot of implication in that world that, mm-hmm. that isn't really, like, stated flat out. But anyway, so yeah, they took 4 blood draws.
You take 4 and then 5. And I'm like, wow, how many are you getting? She goes, oh, we're just taking 6. Are you okay? I was like, nope. Nope. I am not okay. And she's like, okay, see, we're done. We're done. And she pulled off. She goes, uncrush your legs. Here, just sit back. I'm like, I'm not good. I'll see you guys in a minute. And then next thing I know, I'm dreaming. Like, I go right into REM sleep when I pass out. So I'm having a dream, and they're rousing me from it. So first thing that happens when I come to, I was like, and I pull my arm back on, about to hit the nurse. I was like, I'm so sorry. How long are we here? Like, it took about a half hour for me to get back to my senses. And then the study wasn't over.
No.
I had to go eat a big plate of sandwiches. Like, they brought me into a room, and it was like 2-foot-long sandwiches cut into quarters, and then just a big pile.
Right. And you had to eat all of that?
No, they were like, eat as much as you want.
Oh, okay.
They were kind of trying to gauge how much I ate. And I had just been unconscious, so my body was not right.
Yeah.
So I did my best, and like, I'm texting, the little room I'm in, I'm texting Carol, I was like, hey, I passed out, but I'm okay. I'm just telling that, and the door opens up, and one of the aides comes. She goes, "Don't use your phone. Just focus on eating, please." I was like, "But I just okay." Food time. So after I eat, they go and they pull 3 more
vials of blood.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where the bruise came from, because I think the second time around the chick was nervous because I had passed out before. So they went into it like there was a doctor and like 2 other nurses kind of waiting for me when I came back.
Yeah.
So that's the bruise. And it's actually looking way better. It looked pretty ugly for a couple days.
Okay. Bruises fascinate me because I don't really... Even times where I think I may have been bruised, it doesn't really show up.
Oh, yeah.
And I've held company with white people for a long time. And so, like, there's still things about them.
Do you want to touch my hair? Is that one of those...
No.
You pet it?
No.
It's very soft. I showered. I went to gym this morning because I actually started working out.
Who the fuck is Jim?
Jim is the guy that I blow.
Okay. Does he have a big white beard?
He does.
No, but like the whole thing where like if I press my fingers on your arm for a while and then like I lift them up, there's like fingerprints there and then they like slowly fill in. that's you take it for granted, but like I can't do that. It's like there's too much melanin.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, it may be doing it, but you can't see it because my skin's dark.
Yeah.
And I routinely put my penis into white people. And so this is, you know, so I have an investment.
I'm glad that you used the catch-all people.
Yes. Well, there was a big white guy with a beard. Or a big guy with a white beard.
Well, once again, I hope this year you were a little more careful on your Christmas list. I don't know. Sometimes I feel bad for black people because you can't get, like, multicolored tattoos.
That is true.
Like, you see basketball players, they have all these tattoos. And it doesn't matter if they use colors or if they're just using black ink. You pay for the same amount of time. You know? Yeah. So, like, I've got pretty... My tattoos are pretty colorful.
Yeah.
And
mine costs 10,000 yen. And it's, like, you know, it's just black.
I didn't even know you had a tattoo. What does that say?
I don't hear it saying anything.
Well, what...
It's a boo. Or moo, depending on the context, but it just means warrior.
Huh.
Several years ago, my dad gave me and my brother this poem about being a warrior and what it means, and you know, it's more than being on the battlefield. It's when you know you need to give something, then you know, give it, even if whoever you're giving it to isn't going to be grateful or appreciate it. If it needs to be done, do it. I mean, I can share it with you at some point, but yeah, it's pretty cool. And I like it. My siblings and I are supposed to get the imperial symbol on our right shoulders at some point.
I have the rebel symbol.
Oh, you do have the rebel symbol. I know. I know what the imperial symbol is.
But yeah, no, go ahead. But
yeah, we were supposed to go and, like, you know, all get that on there and have matching. It's like, oh, brother, sister, we're family for life because we have tattoos.
Yeah.
But we never have.
See, I've got two sisters. Okay. How many siblings do you have?
Two. One brother, one sister.
Yeah. You're the oldest or the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Well, I'm the oldest. That's why I'm just like, when I don't know, man.
No. It's just funny because Jane has younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually in the middle, but she's got two younger siblings and two older siblings. That's why she's in the middle. But so, like, when we're at home and, like, if she needs something, if we're both in the living room and she needs something from the kitchen, she'll ask me to get it. And mm-hmm. if we're in the living room and I need something from the kitchen, I'll get up and get it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to having people that are smaller than me to boss around.
Yeah.
So, that's the theory. So.
Well, I don't know. I go the other way. I do everything for myself. Like, if I need something, I go get it.
Yeah, but do your siblings ever, like, say
it? If Carol needs anything, I go get it.
Like, is it a man thing?
I know. It's like an older brother thing, because I have two younger sisters. And so,
yeah.
I've kind of always been kind of like, oh, I get here, you know.
Yeah.
But one of my sisters has...
Maybe sisters are just bossy. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, one of my sisters, the middle one, has a couple tattoos. She has more than me, but I think I have more area covered. I have more hours done.
Right.
Which would be more tattoos. And she has a more... If you count them, she has more.
She has quantity more.
Yeah, she has one on the back of her neck. She's got a fleur-de-lis. She's got a script on both shoulders. One side's in English, one side's in French.
What does it say?
I don't remember.
Oh.
It's something for her husband, but it didn't include his name. She's like, I'm not putting his name on me. I don't. And he was like, yeah, it's probably smart.
Yeah. Well, it's considered and wise, so.
But then again, when I did this one, the tulip I have for Carol, yes, doesn't have her name on it either. My youngest sibling doesn't have any. My youngest sister has no tattoos. Although she did have her nose pierced for a while.
Okay.
But my middle sister and I have never got anything pierced. I mean, my middle sister has her ears done. But no big holes. I don't know. I wonder if I could talk him into it. I'm going to see him tonight. It's Christmas Eve. Like, hey, we should all go get tattoos. Something
meaningful?
Yeah. Or just whatever.
Just whatever. Like, all matching, or just, like, we should all just get tattoos? I'll get a snowflake, you get a moon, and you get a
Casey. Well, I guess they would have to match.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, though.
Or at least to be, what do you call it, complimentary?
Yeah. Like, my sisters, and I, you know, all three of us are adopted. And so there's a big nature-nurture argument. If you look at the three of us, and, like, our personalities, we're three different human beings.
Right.
We have a lot of things that we share in common because we grew up together, but, like, there's a big nature argument for, you know, we grew up in the same place.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if we had never known each other and we met, no point we'd be like, well, I'd like to hang out with this person.
Okay.
It's, you know, they're not bad people, which is, once again,
compatible personalities.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we get along.
Yeah,
but well, it's like there. If I had a dollar for every time I said something around, you know, them, and they just look at me like I came from space. It's like, what did you? What is that? What the?
It's like when you were talking about your big, like, homobestial necrophilia type of things.
Yeah,
yeah.
You have a pot of mantras to scuba dalophilia.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Being turned on by big words.
I mean, what? Sorry, homobestial necrophilia was something we talked about in college. I mean, not like doing it, just like the concept of it.
Of having sex with gay dead animals?
Well, no, the animals don't have to be gay. They just have to be the same sex.
I guess right. I guess that's right.
I mean, if it's dead, then why would it matter if it were gay or not?
It's a mental thing. Dude, your brain is your biggest...
Erogenous zone.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm...
Homoerotic zone.
If I'm fucking a dead bobcat and I go, tell me it's gay. It was gay. It was so gay.
It was so gay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like that, don't you, dirty little gay bobcat?
And the bobcat's like, because it's dead.
Take it all.
Take it all.
Oh, wow.
Why would you... Dead gay animals. Yes, dead gay animals.
Just tell me it's gay. Oh, yes.
I don't want to call him Jesus.
I want to call him Charles. It's a family name.
I want to call him Chucky. Charlie.
Well, I guess that's as good a place as any to wrap things up. Merry Christmas, James.
So. Merry Christmas, Nick.
Yeah, Carol and I have given each other like our big presents already by accident. Well, because like...
Okay, never mind.
No, it was like...
I didn't know if it was like herpes
she accidentally, or something. No, she accidentally... told me what she got me, and so she at that point she was like, there's no reason to save it because you know what you're getting.
Is it an iPad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she gave that to me, and then I gave her a fireplace for her bathroom.
A fireplace for her bathroom?
It's like an electric fireplace.
Oh, okay. I'm like, how would you really give that?
It's basically a space heater.
Yeah.
It looks like a fireplace.
Well, no, I understand, but I was just figuring like a real fireplace for the bathroom.
But we do have stockings and stuff that we put together, and like hers I had to put a big binder clip on it and stuff to hold it up because it was going to tear off the hook, and I insisted on hanging it on the fireplace with care. But yeah, so we still have all the little gifts, and I gotta go give my nephews their gifts. That's the ones that really count because I got them big things.
Did you wind up with the sewer thing?
I ended up finding it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'd given up, and I finally went to Toys R Us. I was just like, I'm going to get him the van. There's a Shell Shocker, I think is what it was called. It's the radio controlled turtle van.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the van.
So I go to get that, and they didn't have it, but they did have the base.
Sewer base?
Oh, it's happening. It may be a big old piece of crap wad of cardboard and plastic.
Can I ask how much it cost you?
It was $100.
Oh, yeah.
Toys R Us upped the price. Like, they had it, I think, Black Friday weekend, it was like 80.
Yeah.
And they brought it up, and I was like, ah, screw it, I'm lazy. This will work. So I'm hoping he digs it. But yeah, and I got my brothers-in-law beer.
Oh.
I wrapped it. I did the bet. Carol wrapped it because I can't rap for shit.
Okay.
Yerd. Baseline, James.
Doom, 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 doom. Did you already pause it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom. And with that, we'll roll out. Merry Christmas, folks.
It's Christmas time in Baton Rouge. I can't rhyme that.
And I did a play with Scrooge.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I was thinking splooge, but I didn't want to say that.
You could have said splooge. We talked about splooge all at the beginning of this.
We inseminated
splooge. Ho, ho, no! Oh, here it goes. Mop that up. Bring me an elf with a bucket. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to all and to all. You've been dorked.